morning. My name is Laura Charles. When I was asked to speak this morning about my experience as a Beacon youth a few years ago, the first things that came to mind were all of the friends I'd met and the experiences I had, the opportunities that being in the youth group afforded me. I hadn't considered how all of those things impacted my life or the person I was becoming. I came to Beacon with my family at 14 years old, having moved numerous times, and at the beginning of my teen years when I was already searching for who I was and who I wanted to become. Being in the Beacon Youth Group led me to attend many, many crazy, wonderful youth conferences along the Pacific Coast, to learn words to songs I'd never heard of before, to try tie-dyeing and meet people who I wouldn't have otherwise come across. Sandy and Jan Hill were our youth leaders at the time, and Sandy was also my high school science teacher. My world began to expand. It was through their support and mentorship that I became the treasurer of the Beacon Youth Group and later a member of the PNWD Youth Council. That led to many trips across the border with Sandy, Paul, Karen, and eventually a position as the PNWD rep to the Continental Youth Conference. I traveled to Atlanta, Georgia and North Carolina, and the following year I went to Portland, Oregon and Long Beach, Washington for Youth Council and CONCON, the Continental Conference. I was offered the opportunity to be an organizer for that CONCON and spent many hours on the phone with people I'd never met, putting together 10-week-long workshops for the camp. My world expanded again. I became part of something bigger than my little community, my circle of school and Beacon friends. I began to dream of the possibilities of moving away from home and gained confidence to rely on myself. I also developed skills that still serve me today, those of leadership, organization, and communication, and an unwavering craving for the world's best dessert ever, Ben and Jerry's Chunky Monkey Ice Cream. Learning about the world, about its many religions, and the challenges others have, had changed the way that I saw people. Being part of all these experiences, I came to trust that I could choose my own set of beliefs and values about my spirituality, the world, and my place in it. In the summer of 92, I attended the Elliott Institute as part of the youth staff with Sandy once again. Our theme centered on First Nations spirituality, the four elements, the four directions, and finding ourselves in a time of transition as older youth. We were led through a sweat lodge and went on a mini vision quest where I was given a mantra, which was thoughtfully chosen by Jan and Sandy. And mine was, "Know thyself." Well, life went on. I left Beacon, I finished a teaching degree, I got married, I had children. I felt both connected to different things and lost many times over along the way. In the past 6 years, I've turned 40, I'm a little older now, I lost both dads and my husband and completed an additional diploma program, all of which have pushed me to re-examine many parts of my life. Through that, I came back to that mantra again, "Know thyself." I've spent a lot of time at my sewing machine in the last few years, and you may have seen me knitting in service, even today. It's led me to consider the threads of those experiences and how they are woven into my life now. As I said at the time, I hadn't considered the impact of those experiences, I lived them. But looking back, I see how they are still with me. Just 2 weeks ago, I was teaching my kindergarten students how to draw self-portraits and find the balance in facial features. The art lesson from my youth friend, Paul Sloboda, came into my head. The eyes are in the center of the space, not up in your forehead like many five-year-olds tend to draw. And just this August, as I completed my diploma and reflected on all that I'd learned about teaching, nature, and life, the mantra came back again. I'd already been thinking of my old friends and Sandy when our professor, Paula Rosehart, began to describe the officiant at her wedding in July. As she talked about this man, a self-described Sufi Anglican with strong ties to First Nations beliefs, I thought, wow, that sounds a lot like Sandy. And then the photo comes up on the screen, and smiling back at the room was Sandy Hill himself. Being in the youth group and on youth council opened opportunities to see myself in a different light and see the possibilities of what and who I could become. It took me, from a shy, disconnected young teen, to a more confident young woman with a sense of purpose and a greater sense of self. It's left a lasting impact on who I am becoming now, and I'm grateful for the gifts those friendships and connections have left me with.
I invite you, if you're comfortable, to close your eyes for a moment. And in this meditation, let your imagination go where it wants to go, inspired by the words I speak. Web. Thread. Connections. The moment you were born, a new link in the web of life was created. The moment you were born, and maybe even before, you entered into the great interconnected web that includes all your ancestors and all your descendants. It includes everyone who knows someone, who knows someone who met you. It includes every person, animal, tree, tomato plant that you have ever touched. It includes the earth that you walk on. The oceans and rivers and lakes that you have swum in. It includes the air you breathe. Through this web, you are connected to a great movement. You are needed. Just as you are. Web. Thread. Connections.